Hey, it's day three of the Fit for Summer series, and this week we are talking all about how to get fit for summer. And today I wanted to share two hacks. If you are aiming to lose 10 pounds before summer, I would say definitely go back and listen to yesterday's podcast about what not to eat when you are trying to see the scale drop quickly. And today we'll also talk about these two hacks that will I don't want to say certainly because I can't guarantee anything, but that I think I've seen work on many, many women, and I can't wait to tell you them. So these are the two hacks you need. There's no secrets, but I'm going to reveal to you exactly what you need to do today. Let's get started. Okay, before we dive into our Fit for Summer series for today, I want to invite you to come join us on Monday in the Comeback Weight Loss Intensive. This is a completely free 3-day challenge, intensive, whatever you want to call it. It's going to be fun, I promise you. And it's going to be a chance for you to really reflect and to dive into weight loss in a way that you haven't before. I was working on all the content today, and I was just praying for the women who have already committed and for all of those who are going to be joining in. And really, my heart is for you to leave with this renewed perspective of what the gaps have been. And, you know, when we think about a comeback, right, we think about, okay, I need to identify what I have been missing or what got me off track in the first place so that I don't go back there. And then I want to develop a plan, and I want to have a fresh wind of motivation to make this my new normal. And so that's what I am hoping to instill in all of you next week, starting Monday. It's 3 days. I'm not promising you're going to drop, you know, 15 pounds in the next 2 weeks, but you're going to leave with a changed heart, which is going to serve you for the rest of your life. My goal is that you see weight loss with the kingdom perspective and that you never want to go back to your old ways. So come join us inside the Comeback Weight Loss Intensive. Hop down to the show notes today and let's keep going on our Fit for Summer series. All right, two hacks to help you to lose 10 pounds before summer. So the first one, this is hard. And I actually just got off of our Tuesday night Fit Moms Academy call where we had, I don't know, about 15 to 20 women tonight talking about whatever questions come up in their journey. And it seems like pretty much every week we have some sort of discussion around what I'm going to tell you. And the people, men and women, who can do this well have success for the rest of their lives. It can be hard, and I'm not saying that you have to do it to this extreme, but if you, even for a season, practice this and experience its benefits, I think that it will be freeing and it will be breaking a stronghold over your life. So what am I talking about? I want to encourage you to ruthlessly eliminate sugar. Okay, so I thought before, you all know this, sugar, right? Sugar. I wanted to just talk a little bit about what sugar does to your body. You know, from a disease standpoint, sugar, it turns into fat easily, which can lead to weight gain. Sugar can be a culprit for poor skin, acne. It can lead to high blood pressure, fatty liver. So sometimes even if, you know, I've had patients where they looked thin, but they had fat buildup around their liver because a lot of it is related to sugar. Most diseases in our Western culture are lifestyle preventable diseases. And by most, it's over 90%. And these are mostly metabolic diseases, meaning that we aren't a lot of times it's related to insulin sensitivity, and we are in this chronic inflammatory state, mostly from sugar, okay? And sugar can be, we have plenty of different conversations about sugar. There's different forms of sugar. Some raise your insulin levels more than others. But what I'm specifically talking about here is added sugar. So if you look at the label, you'll see added sugar, and then sometimes it'll say total sugar, and sometimes that can be from you know, fruit or honey, you know, things that are God made. You don't have to eliminate those forever. Anyway, I don't want to go too far down this tangent, but what I'm specifically talking about is added man-made sugar. That could be high fructose corn syrup. It could be cane sugar. There's a wide variety of how they sneak that into our food. So sugar, it leads to essentially creating dysfunctional mitochondria. Okay, so this is part of your cellular makeup, and your mitochondria are really important. And when these mitochondria become dysfunctional, can lead to aging, disease, and at the top of the list of things that lead to this dysfunction is sugar and refined carbohydrates, because they in turn also turn to sugar. I feel like I'm saying sugar a lot. But anyway, most refined sugar, it also has traces of glyphosate, which is linked to cancer. So that's another bummer about it. And so let me try to explain this. So when mitochondria, when they become damaged, we have a hypoxic state. So you might have heard the term like oxidative free radicals, or basically mutations inside of your DNA. Other verbiage for this, again, is inflammation, cell damage, or even damage to the mitochondria themselves. And the more sugar that you consume, the more that this is happening at a cellular level, and we don't know it, but it's leading to your aging your cells more and more. And also, when you have a high sugar load, this can also deplete your B1 vitamin, which can lead to nerve damage. So, you know, diabetics often have damaged nerve endings, and this is typically because of this B1 vitamin deficiency. Zinc can also get depleted. So the best thing to do is to stop eating so much of it. And this is why the keto diet has become so popular, because it's basically stopping putting all this sugar in your body. Now, in my opinion, maybe you've heard some of my podcasts about keto. I don't think that it's a sustainable option. I've never in my life seen somebody do that forever. Most people rebound and then have more issues afterward. But I think that it is wise to, even for a season, go down this road of saying, you know, I'm just going to eliminate this for a while and let my body detox, see how I feel. A really great resource for you is the 40-day sugar fast by Wendy Speak. And it guides you through, with scripture, how to detox from sugar and to see how your body feels. And you can decide when you are going through this process, if you want to eliminate all sugar, including fruit, honey, maple syrup, etc., or if you want to just eliminate any processed sugar. So I think either is reasonable. You want to just, you know, be real with yourself. Where am I at to start? And, you know, what in this next season, what am I willing and able to do? So I think it's great to just start by eliminating the processed stuff. So I just wanted to point out as well. So when we have this damaged DNA, there are certain stressors that we can put on our body to improve our cellular function. And a lot of this is getting popular. Maybe you've seen some of your influencer friends on Facebook doing some of this. But basically, it's helping. Over time, our cells can become too comfortable. And so stressors of the right kind can help to renew our cells. So eating a lot of real food, especially antioxidant food like blueberries or spinach, etc., is great. But also things like cold plunges. I have some friends that do them. I honestly have not been brave enough to go down that route, but there is a lot of benefit to your cells when you do them. Fasting is another one that gets you into autophagy and allows cell regeneration, and getting a good night of sleep is a great way to regenerate your cells. Sometimes HIIT training in right amounts at the right time of your cycle can be helpful as well. So I just wanted to point all of that out to make you start thinking about, even to the cellular level, what you are putting in your body. Of course, sugar will help you to, or eliminating sugar will help you to lose weight quickly. But sometimes if you're thinking about what it's actually doing to your body, it's motivating to continue. And I've told this story before, but I'll tell it again. I remember early in my medical career having a patient who was in her 70s, and she came into my office and she looked amazing. Like, she was fit. Her skin was glowing. She did not look 70. I would have guessed 50. And I asked her, what is your secret? Like, how are you so healthy? How do you look so amazing? And she told me when she was in her 30s, she decided that she was going to quit sugar. And, you know, she obviously did other things. She exercised and she took care of herself, but she attributed just that glow and her health to that decision. So I'm not saying you have to go that far, but maybe consider, how can I shift at least the pendulum to get more on the less side? Okay. So that's, if you're like most of, you know, culture who eats a good amount of sugar, even looking at like your ketchup bottle, your barbecue sauce, your, you know, different things in your fridge that you might not expect to see sugar, if you go on a fast from that, you will see the scale drop. Okay. So that's number one. The second thing that I wanted to mention as a hack to help you to lose 10 pounds before summer, and this is very, very important. This is something that we often neglect because we have become a, sadly, individualistic society, and we think that we can do things on our own, which is a, you know, form of pride, right? But if you want to lose 10 pounds before summer, you need to get around the energy that you want to have. You need to get around the people who are doing the thing. You need to be in the presence of the vibe that you want to pick up on. If you are around people who are, you know, succumbing to their cravings and saying, hey, let's go out for, you know, cocktails and a bunch of appetizers, and you're doing that every weekend, and they're saying, ah, you can start again Monday. Like, you're not going to lose the weight that you want to lose because you're continually around people who aren't in that vibe of health and vitality in life. Now, I'm not like judging these people, right? But just to be clear, I think you hopefully get my point. But if you're around those people who are taking their health seriously and they find joy in it, and, you know, they're showing their results and they're just excited about the energy that they have, you're going to pick up on that and you're going to want to keep going. There is a phrase, your vibe attracts your tribe, but also your tribe attracts your vibe, I believe. So being in the presence of, you know, the people that you want to be around. I wanted to share a few scripture to just kind of support this as well. So Proverbs 13:20 says, whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. So I think that speaks to what I just said. And then 1 Corinthians 15:33 says, do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals. So sometimes it's hard to escape bad company. Maybe there's bad company in your home, in your workplace, your extended family, whatever that means to you. So I think filling your time more so with the wise in finding a way to be around those people. Maybe it's joining a gym. Maybe it's calling up your friend who's healthy and asking her to mentor you. You know, finding those people. And the last scripture I'll say is Proverbs 27:17. Iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. What I have found to be true in many situations, and now it's happening inside of our Fit Moms community. When you first start on a journey, so we're going to talk about weight loss, that's why you're all here, and you are around people who are in the thick, but they're further along than you, it gives you a sense of hope. It's like you see some of their struggles, and you see they're human, and also you see that they have overcome. And then you start succeeding and you start encouraging other women in the community. And then hopefully you get to the point where you get to mentor other women, where you get to share, you get to be a leader and you get to teach what you have learned and continue to allow God to heal you by teaching others. And so when women come through our community, so just as a reminder, it starts in Fit Moms Accelerator. This is our 10-week weight loss boot camp where you go through this process, the 10-week Fit Moms formula. We're teaching you all those health foundations, including how to invite the Lord in, how to think differently, how to use scripture in your health journey, how to eat real food, all the basics that is kingdom-minded weight loss. you're going through that process, and then many women, they will eventually upgrade into Fit Moms Academy. And this is where you get to work with me. You get to work with all this tribe that I'm talking about who is doing the thing. So women will come in and they're seeing the success of the other women and they catch wind of that and they say, you know what? I want to do that. I want to be the next mom on Kingdom Fit Moms podcast, right? I want to be the next mom who has a success story, and they're going through the process. And then they come into what we call Fit Moms Advance, which is our accountability group leaders who are, you know, leading challenges. They are having more in-depth conversations and sharing like, hey, I've been there and this is what helped me. And they're continuing to heal and further just establish their own healing by leading. And so if you want to lose 10 pounds by summer, which is a great added bonus, but ultimately you want to make this who you are. You want to be a fit mom. You want to have this as part of your identity as being healthy. Then I would just encourage you to not only find your tribe, but commit to going through this process of going through initially this process of learning and soaking and absorbing in all of this knowledge and wisdom from a coach and from your peers who have been there, and then just commit to eventually getting to the point where, like, I'm going to be so healed that I can help people into this healing as well. That's what's happening inside of our Fit Moms communities. And I want to invite you, if you are brand new to the podcast or if you've maybe been on the fence, you're not really sure if you want to dive in, we have a free 3-day comeback weight loss intensive. And we start on Monday. And if you do these two things, right, if you, that we've been talking on the podcast, right, we are identifying that we need a tribe and maybe we need to make some cuts in our diet and sugar. This is just a very small piece of the puzzle. So I want you to come hang out with us inside of our weight loss intensive to figure out all the other missing pieces and also find some other people where you're at, who are in similar situations that you get to be around and you get to feed off their energy. So do not wait. Go hop down into the show notes, sign up for the Comeback Weight Loss Intensive. We are filling up quickly and we are gearing up to have an amazing week next week, and I will see you inside.